Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Lower than the Falcons' chances of making the playoffs right now. But there's still a chance.
There's still a chance.
Just like when you lost your phone and you got it back.
Yes.
It's kind of like what the Falcons have done.
Hey, man.
They had a lead. They had a clear path. They had a, according to some of these stats, I don't know how all this works, but whatever, at some point during the year, they had like a 96% chance of making the playoffs.
Yep.
It's lower than that
now. Yeah, it is.
But it's not zero. There's still a path. They're going to need some help and to help themselves.
Well, but I think the biggest thing with them is that they got to win. That's the most important thing.
Falcons got to win all their games. They have to win all three of their remaining games.
You got to win all your games and then let the chips fall where they may after that, because you don't control your own destiny, but you kind of do because you got to win. You know what I mean? And then you talk about Dallas. I mean, the Bucks. The Bucks had a four-game losing streak already this year.
They did. But they were decimated.
Decimated by injuries.
They're much healthier now.
Now they're healthier and everything like that, and they're rolling. They're playing really well, and they're going on the road at Dallas, who's playing okay.
They're playing okay.
Better. They're playing better.
That's a Sunday night football game.
Yes.
So everybody, look, Falcons got to beat the Giants first.
Yes, exactly.
And I think they will. The Giants are very bad. The Falcons should be able to win that football game. And then Sunday night, we're going to be watching it anyway, but you're going to be watching the game with a little extra interest, as you need the Bucs to lose to either the Cowboys, the Panthers, or the Saints for that path to open up for the Falcons to get into the playoffs. That's the easiest path.
Yes.
Easiest path is for them to stumble and the Falcons to win out and still win the division.
Right.
Like, there are wild card paths for the Falcons to get in. Like, the best thing that they could do is, luckily you play Washington, so you would beat Washington, and that's a team that's ahead of you in the wild card standings. Seattle already has the tiebreaker, so the Falcons really want the Seahawks to win the West.
Right.
Now, it's going to be tough because they're not playing great. The Rams are playing better. Seahawks-Rams play each other final week of the season, which will probably be for the division. The Rams still might have a better record than the Falcons at that point, too. So even if they lost that game, they might be able to get in front of them. But the Falcons currently would win the tiebreaker over Arizona because they have a better win percentage in conference games. But as it stands right now, like, the most realistic path to the playoffs is for Tampa to lose one of these final three games. I'll tell you what's going to be frustrating if it happens, because there's a world where Tampa loses to Dallas on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Tampa does that, and then the Falcons cough it up against the Commanders. That's what would be really frustrating, is if you actually got the help you needed and it came, and then you actually did control your own path again.
I've been there.
And then you stumbled.
I've been there. I've been in that situation exactly like you said. We got what we needed. We got the Chiefs had lost. We had to beat Cincinnati in Cincinnati. It was an afternoon game. I mean, it was a 4 o'clock game. And so we watched Kansas City get beat, played in the game, and lost.
Yeah.
And lost.
All you needed to do is handle your business.
All we needed to do is handle our business. We won the playoffs. We would have won the division, and we would have won the division with two games left. We would have won the division.
And then what happened the next
game? I'm sorry. We would have won the game with one game left. Because we played Denver at Denver the next game and beat the hell out of Denver.
Oh, but it didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
But it didn't matter.
Brutal.
And so, yeah, that's where they find themselves in that situation right there.
Here's why I bring that up. That's not just to be like, hey, this is what I expect to happen bad to the Falcons because bad stuff always happens to the Falcons. The reason I bring that up is because the way they're playing right now, you can beat the Raiders the way you played last night.
You beat the Giants.
You can beat the Giants the way you played if you're going to do the super, like 101 level passing game for Kirk Cousins because you have to because he's incapable of anything more complicated than that. I don't know if you can beat Washington doing that.
Me neither.
At Washington, I don't know if you can win that game doing that.
But I think
and that sort of gets back into that conversation of, okay, like, does the other guy give you a better chance to win?
Yeah, and as bad as the Giants are, their defensive line is legit.
Yeah, they got some guys.
Their defensive line, Dexter Lawrence is an animal. Then you got Brian Burns, who played really well last weekend against Baltimore. You got Thibodeau. I mean, their defensive line is legit.
They got guys that can give an immobile quarterback a headache.
Yes, and that's going to be the key right there. And the key of, you know, does the game plan, because I'm pretty sure if he's starting, I'm talking about Kirk Cousins, the game plan is going to emulate what they did last night.
It kind of has to, doesn't it?
He can't throw the ball more than 20 times. You don't want him to have to throw the ball. The biggest thing about it is, like, they didn't really have to throw the ball a lot last night because the way they were running the football and everything, controlling the clock and things like that. But, yeah, he's got to do something. Like, he can't – the worst thing you can have is a quarterback who is a detriment to everybody does. You can play the best game in the world, offense, defense, special team, and it comes down to Desmond Ridder, damn Hail Mary, because your quarterback stunk. Mm-hmm. You know, and as long as he's in there, they're going to keep being in the situation. I don't see him getting no better.
No, there's no reason to think that he would.
There's no reason.
Because here's
there's
the thing.
No reason, like, for me to think he's going to play better.
He didn't throw four interceptions last night, so, like, statistically it doesn't look as awful as that game against the Chargers did.
Yeah.
He played every bit as bad last night as he did in that game. Like, he was every bit the problem offensively as he has been in the previous four games. And, I don't know why anyone would look at the way that he's played and just look at the way he appears physically and think that it's going to get better, because guys don't get healthier in the season.
No, they do not. No.
And he got hit a bunch of times last night. Like, and it's just going to continue to be what it is. So, yeah, man, I don't know. I don't know if they make the decision to go with Penix. It seems like the right thing to do, but they haven't done it yet.
Nope.
Again, I know Raheem left the door open a little bit more last night than he has thus far. I would be surprised if that's what they do.
I would be
surprised if they made that move.
It is a short week. And
I'd be happy,
like,
but I'd be surprised.
Especially because it's a short week and things like that. I would be really surprised. But I think it's more or less – I think if any other time so far with the this or whatever streak they're in, if at any time Kirk struggles in a game, I think he'll pull him. If he plays poorly in, like, the first half or something and turn the ball over, I think he'll pull him.
Yeah, because last night it was 15-3 pretty late in the game.
Yeah.
Like, that was, you know, the game felt like the Falcons were in control of it. Now, they lost control of it, and it ultimately almost ended up being just an absolute heartbreaking disaster. But when Younghoe missed that field goal, everybody knew.
Yes.
Like, everybody was like, all right, here we go.
Here we go.
Buckle up. This is about to be a roller coaster. It's about to suck. It's not going to be fun for the final 8 minutes of this game or whatever it is. But they got it done. They were able to get it done.
Most important thing.
They live to fight another day or another week or whatever you want to call it.
He came to Vegas for one goal, to win.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.